So now the Mishnah begins. The Mishnah says, Me'emesai koren ishma ba'arvin. From when are we kore? The word kore usually means to read, as I'm sure you're familiar with. But don't make a mistake. Everyone asks, there's no mitzvah to formally read out of a book or out of a text, kriya shma. So some want to say, it's, don't get bogged down, it's lav dafka. And some want to say, Tosfos Anshei Shem wants to say that anytime you're reading psukim, you're saying reciting psukim, that's considered koret. So koret would be translated best as recite, not read here for sure. So from when you recite Eshma ba'arvin, Eshma in the evenings, arvin plural for the evenings. So, first opinion, Misha'a she'akohanim nechnasim le'echol b'trumasan, from the time that the kohanim go in, enter in, go home, to eat their truma. Classic obfuscation here. Ask a simple question. When you start, get a very not simple answer. Because what in the world is that? Okay, we'll actually explore more in a moment, but let me... You'll explain it now. Let me explain it now a little bit. So, bottom line is, that means Seisok L'Chavim. That's what that means. Seisok L'Chavim, when the stars come out, literally. The halacha, bottom line, that means when medium-sized stars come out. We'll discuss halacha in the end later on. The story is like this. This is the background. Truma is one of the tithes given off agriculture produce that comes from Eretz Yisrael. Whatever food needs to be tithed, then they're given. The first tithe, which with the Rabban is 2% of the produce, goes to a Kohen. And then you have another, what's left, 10% goes to the Levi. And then what the Levi gets is 10%. 10% of that goes to a Kohen also. The first 2% that the Yisrael gives is called Truma Gedola, the main Truma, the great Truma. And the 10% of the 10% that the Levi gives back to the Kohen, that's called Trumas Meiser, the gift. Torah means lift up, like, but the gift, the donation of his, from his Meiser. So those two foods are called Truma, and only a Kohen may eat it, a Kohen in his household, and he has to eat it b'tahara, he has to eat it in a ritual purity, whatever that means, right? Tahara. If a Kohen would eat Truma, not b'tahara, he's chayav nisei b'dei shamayim. This is bad news. So he has to be very careful to make sure he eats only b'tahara. Now, most of the time, if you become tameh, the way you become tameh is jump in a mikvah. Okay, I'm not dealing with dead bodies here. That could be a 7-day process. Okay, and that's tumas mace. But normal other tumas, it's basically jump in the mikvah and you're done. However, there are four kinds of tuma, which just going to the mikvah is not enough. Going to the mikvah renders you what's called a tavul yom, which means you went to the mikvah that day. That's a step in the right direction, but you're not totally tahor. Now, tuma is measured in degrees. So you have, let's say, first degree tuma, second degree tuma, rishon, sheni, shlishi, and ravi, and up to fourth degree tuma. And essentially, different kinds of foods are susceptible to different levels of tuma. Okay? Regular food, I don't get truma. Here's what's relevant. Truma is susceptible to become up to being a shlishi, unlike other foods. Okay, other foods can become up to a sheni and then you're done, but truma can become a shlishi, which means that if a kohen is a sheni, which I'll define in a second, he still can't eat shlishi truma because he'll turn the truma into a shlishi, which is no good. Okay, so here's what happens: a kohen's tummy, if he's got one of four particular kinds of tuma, those kinds of tuma are either if he's a zav. Or a zava, that's the girl version of zav. Then we can define them. It's like, obviously, you can't open every can of worms in one sitting here. Matzora and a yoledes. Matzora is whatever that means in English, right? That skin affliction. And the yoledes is a woman who's given birth. A kohenis, the wife of the kohen, has the same problem. So they all need to be tovel to start their tahara process. When it comes to a zava, yoledes, matzora, go to a mikvah. When it comes to a zav, it actually needs to get more than mikvah, it needs maim chaim. It needs like a spring. Which is relevant if you go on the, if you're going to think about going in the Har HaBayis. Those who go there, you'll need to worry about Tumas Zav, and you have to get a mikvah won't do. Right? So, either way, once the Kohen is Tovel, or Kohen, the woman, the Kohen is Tovelis, now she becomes, for the rest of the day, if she had or he had one of those four kinds of Tuma, he becomes a Tavul Yom, which means he's sort of Tahor, but he's still a Sheni L'Tuma. A Sheni L'Tuma means that he can eat normal foods, right? And he won't impart tuma to them, because normal food isn't susceptible to past sheni, past second degree. He is a second degree, so no farther than that. But you can't touch truma, which is susceptible to shlishi. Okay? Once a tavul yom has what's called bias shemesh, means the sun sets on him, which means, the halacha means the day comes to an end, teisuk l'chavim. Torah calls it Bi Hashemesh, the sun came. The sun came home to port. But what it means is Tzeis Kochavim. Then his tevila, his tevul status is lifted, and he goes from being a shemi to being a shlishi. Even after the sun sets, he's still not fully tahor, because those four people, the Zav, the Zava, the Mitzorah, and the Yoledis, still need to bring a korban. Okay? And so therefore they're called Mechusar Kippurim, a Mechusar Kapara. They're lacking atonement, and they're still a shlishi latuma, which means, can they eat truma? Yes, because truma is impervious to kama ravi, so if a shlishi touches truma, it doesn't get any more tumah than that, so it's a tahor. But kachim, not our topic now, kachim, sacrificial meats, actually can become a ravi, and therefore a mechusar kippurim, a zav, who goes to mikvah and has via shemesh, teis kochavim, still cannot eat from that day's, you know, chatas, offerings, whatever it is, until the next day when he brings his korban and becomes no longer a mechusar kippurim, lacking kapara, becomes totally, totally tahor. So it's a long process. So here the Mishnah is saying, the time the Kohen can eat his truma means the time that he has Tzeis Kochavim, because if he had gone to the mikveh during the day, Tzibul Yom, once he has Tzeis Kochavim, the stars come out, now he's lifted up to being a mere shlishi, and therefore he could eat truma. So that's what's going on over there. So that's the starting time. Three stars. So Gemara will ask, why don't you say it straightforward in the first place? We'll explore that later on. Not Shkia. Yes. Bias Shemesh, which means like the sun comes home, but it means like the sun comes like way below the horizon, so there's nothing left of it in the sky. Well, that will be a topic for tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Forget tomorrow. Oh, believe me, we'll get... The question, I should just speak it out now. In the next 2 days, I'm just going to sidestep any questions about what defines Shkia or Tseis, more than I'm telling you. The reason why is, and Plaga Mincha, because those are super thorny issues. There'll be time throughout the Masechta and the second Perek of Shabbos. Like, it's so complicated, I don't want to go there yet. Let's just get through an Amud of Gemara day. Those are incredibly contentious issues. But anyway, now Tzeis Kochavim, three stars, three average size stars. Okay? That's the starting time. And the ending time, according to the first time, is Ad Sofa Shmura HaRishona, until the end of the first watch, which we'll learn more about in Daf Gimel also, but it means the first third of the night, bottom line. Okay? So he has, in other words, the first third of the night, from Tzeis, once it gets fully dark, the normal size stars come out, until the first third of the night is up. Okay? If you have a 12-hour night, right, from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., let's say you'd have the first 4 hours till 10 p.m. to be considered that time for going to bed. Uvishach b'cha, and you're going to lie down, when normally you'll go to lie down. Therefore, this is the shita of Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer's shita is, b'shach b'cha means when you go to bed, and that means bedtime, not the whole night. And therefore, according to him, after a third of the night, that's called 10 p.m., loosely speaking, it's not exactly, but something like that. You're not yotze kriyishma anymore. You missed the boat. You can't say kriyishma shel of the evening. You won't be yotze. That's one side. Then the chachamim, omrim ad chatzos, they gave a different shear. They said till midnight. We'll have to explore how does that fit into the pasuk. We'll come back there. And then Rabban Gamliel is a third opinion. You see, Rabban, that means he's the nasi. Rabban means he's the nasi. So Rabban Gamliel was essentially the Nasi that led the Jews immediately after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai reestablished Yavna after the Chorban. So he's like the first big Nasi. And he says, Ad Shiala Amud HaShachar. He says, you have until Amud HaShachar, the rising of the pillar of the dawn. Amud HaShachar, the pillar of the dawn. Okay? What is that? So there's actually a machlokas here. If Amud HaShachar is talking about first light, like the Magen Avraham, or when the eastern sky becomes lit up a little bit. So you can see not just the first speck on the bottom of the eastern horizon, but actually the eastern sky is lit up. Tfiyar is different. For our intensive purposes, we can call it 72 minutes. Bottom line, 72 minutes before the sun peaks over the horizon, you actually can see it. Whatever Nate says, all these things are like super contentious issues. But 72 minutes before Nate, Sachama is Alosa Shachar. There are actually opinions of 72 minutes, of 90 minutes, of 120 minutes. Their opinions, those minutes are, you know, minutes on our clock. Those minutes are measured by what we call the halachic minutes, you know, astronomic minutes, because some parts of the year, the day long, sometimes the short. There are opinions that hold that, forget minutes in terms of the clock, but it really makes a difference in terms of sunlight on the sky. It's got to do with how far the sun is below the horizon, and therefore you have to measure, and depending where you are in terms of latitude on planet Earth, will depend on, not minutes, but the degrees below the horizon. Therefore, they measure the whole thing of, almost not in minutes on the clock, but in degrees below the horizon. You have the opinions of 16 degrees, you have like 19 and 3/4 degrees, you have 25.9 degrees. Complicated. But for now, we'll talk 72 minutes. Three opinions there. Now, here's a maysa. The story comes up. It's a story we have about Rabbi Gamliel's children. Now, understand the story like this. If you got a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel, the halacha should be, even for Rabbi Gamliel's children, like the Chacham. The halacha is always like if you have a machlokas amongst this, in the Sanhedrin, amongst the Chachamim, so you go up to the majority. Achei Rab Melhatos, so you go up to the majority. So the Chacham Shita is Chatzos, then should be Chatzos. But the boys here are going to come back, Rabbi Gamliel's boys, they're going to ask him. They're going to say, it's after Chatzos now. We're coming back. They came back from the party. It's going to be, you know, middle of the night, past the middle of the night, literally. And they're not sure. They're going to ask, do you, Rabbi Gamliel, really have a dispute with the Chachamim? And the Chachamim say, just like Rabbi Eliezer said, past the third of the night, it's too late, the train left the station, there's no point in saying Shema. Do the Chachamim all say, after Chatzos, that's it, Shema is finished, and therefore no point in saying it? Or is really they agree with you, and they say, really, Me'ikra din, you have the whole night to say Kriya Shema. In which case, we should say Shema now. That's the question they're putting to him. So now the story says Maisa. Maisa means, like once upon a time, it happened. Uba'u bana mevesa mishta. The boys, his boys, Rabbi Gamliel's boys, came from the Beis HaMishta. Beis HaMishta. No, you can't. We'll get there. Again, it's too complicated. We'll see it at the end of the next Omidus. We'll get there. So they say, wait a second. They say, they've come now, Bo and Beis HaMishta. They came from the Beis HaMishta, literally means the house of drinking. Okay? So the Rambam learns in the parish that it means any you know social gathering where drinking features prominently. Tos Yom Tov wants to say no. Whenever it says Beis HaMishta in the whole of Chazal, it refers to wedding zavka. Now that might sound like that it's just a matter of whitewashing, you know, what the boys are up to if they're coming from the pub or they're coming, you know, from a more sanctified undertaking. But really, there'll be a very big potentially halachic nafkamina. Because if you're involved in a wedding celebration, then you're osk b'mitzvah, and therefore you'd be pater min a mitzvah, be a different category of things. You know, they have a good reason why didn't say shemaya, they were involved in a mitzvah. If the point is they're just out at a nightclub, and they're coming or whatever, you know, basically the bar, they come back from the bar, so then maybe they wouldn't have such exemption. Oh, so it's a big difference. The bottom line is going to be la halacha, which, so in terms of pshat, is it doesn't matter. Wherever they came from, if they hadn't said shemaya, the story would be the same, they have the whole night. Sorry? If the Beis HaMishta is a wedding, that could be the shot of the story. Right? So, now, we can't do it like that. We can't. Let me say pshat. Let me say pshat as I understand pshat. Anyways, but the point is, you don't have to learn that anyway. The point is, we can learn they're coming from any old party. It doesn't matter, because the din will be lahalacha, lahalacha. It doesn't matter. The same din will apply, whether or not they were also b'mitzvah. So again, so it says, Amru lo, the boy said to their father, Lo karinu es shema. They said, Dad, we didn't read shema yet. Now 2 a.m., now what do we do? Amru lahem. So he said back to them, Im lo ala amru shachar. If you haven't had amru shachar yet, you know, dawn, that's the cutoff time. Chayavin atem likros. You still have a chiyav to read. In other words, he's saying, the chum agree with me. That really me'ikar din. You have the whole night to say shema, and they agree with my understanding of the pasuk that b'shach b'cha means when people are lying down the whole night till time to get up, which we'll learn for now means dawn time, right? And he says, belozu b'vad, not only that, the word amru is probably taken out here, not only that, when it comes to kriya shema, ela kol mash amru chacham ar chatzos, every time the rabbi said you have till midnight in the evening, Mitzvasan ad shiala amr shachar. You really have the mitzvah through the whole night until dawn. In other words, the Jewish concept is night is not a broken up time; it's one single solid unit. But the whole night from nightfall teisuk b'chavim until the beginning of the day alos shachar, which includes, for example, hektar chalavim ve'evarim. When the hektar is the burning of the chalavim. Chalavim means fats. Really, it's referring to any of the imurim. When you bring most animal sacrifices, they are mostly eaten, but there's emurim, parts that are burned. The ikar part that's burned is the chalavim, the suet, the hard fats around the internal organs that's burned. There are the other parts, a few other parts that are burned as well. And it's a mitzvah to burn those things. Now, when you bring a carbon, a zevach, a meat offering, only can be brought during the day. But the mitzvah is you can't let it stay over till the morning. It has to be burned that night. Nothing can be left. If you do, it's an isser called lina, like not, lana means leave overnight. And that's an isser, you can't do it. and what's left has to be burned. So the point is, you have the whole night to burn the chalavim, these fats, the evarim, and also the limbs. What the limbs? Unique to a korban ola. An ola is a fully burned offering. Kalil, totally burned. So, and those, an korban ola, even all the flesh is burned. So, mitzvasan ad shiala amar shachar. The mitzvah is the whole night until alos shachar. Rashi says, in a subtle way here, he says, wait a second. Who ever said anything about chatzos for hektar chalavim de'evarim? You have to read Rashi carefully there. But that's not mentioned anywhere. Only the next thing we're going to have of kol nechal ni yom echad, meat that has to be eaten, sacrificial meat, that has to be done by chatzos. So Rashi actually learned that there's actually no mitzvah to burn the fats and other things, the emurim and limbs, if there are any, by chatzos. But Rambam learns, what do you mean? This is the Mishnah saying it. Here's your source for it. The Rambam learns, the Tosfos learn, that indeed the mitzvah is until chatzos. Now, midrabban. So they say, yeah, again, and also not only that, v'chol ne'achal liyom echad, all sacrificial meat, which must be eaten in one day. What's that referring to? So, when you, the korban meat is brought during the day, light hours. That's the only time the base mikdash is open for operation. Then the whole night, most sacrificial meat can be eaten. However, it must, many kinds of korbanos must be eaten in what's called yom echad, one day. Now this is very counterintuitive. The Jewish day usually goes erev and boker, night before day. But for whatever reasons, here it's going to be one day means that day, the rest of the afternoon from when the korban was brought, and that whole night. That's considered one day. Even though it spans over from, like, let's say if it's brought, you know, on Tuesday afternoon, it'll become, we'll call it Yom Shlishi, it will continue on until the night of Yom Revi, right? Into, you know, 4:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning. That'll be considered Yom Echad. So certain korbanos, the Toda, and from there you learn out also the Asham, the Chatas, and others, that you have one day to eat it, as opposed to Shlomim, by the way. Shlomim, you have 2 days. So even though it's mitzvasin ad shiela amar shachar, even though really the rabbi said, and there's sources for this elsewhere, eat it by chatzos, because if you eat what's called nosar, leftover meat, sacrificial meats, after alos shachar, it's a chiyav karis, that's bad news. Okay, and obviously, if you don't have a wristwatch, which they didn't, and you don't have a sundial, which they did, but it wouldn't help because it's pitch black outside, you don't know when the day is approaching. And your first light is already, the buzz was gone already, so you'll never know till it's too late. Therefore, the rabbi said, chatzos, midnight, which you're going to get your best guess. After that, don't dare eat anymore, lest you come to eat sacrificial meat after los and yichai karas. So those, again, the mitzvah really make her din. You could eat, from the Torah's perspective, the whole night until the morning. If that's true, so the Mishnah says rhetorically, in Cain, if it's true, you have the whole night. So then, lama amru chachamar chatzos. What did the rabbi say in Kriya Shema, and in certainly when it comes to eating the sacrificial meat and maybe the burning of them too? Why did they say chatzos? What's that? Where'd that come from? So the Mishnah answers, kedelaharchik adam min ha'avera. In order to distance people from doing sins, from transgressing, they know what's going to happen. When it comes to Kriya Shema, it's nighttime. You're tired. You think you have the whole night. The next thing you know, you're going to doze off. When you wake up, it's too late. They said, say it in the first half of the night. Okay. So now, that's a sugya. Rashi opens a can of worms. I don't want, like this. Rashi says, wait a second. He says, if you look around, we just said, what did we sum up? The Mishnah said, let's talk about the Chacham, that's the Din. You have from Tzeisa Kohavim, three stars coming out, which is really what we call dark, proper dark, until the morning, and really the rabbi said until Chatzos. That's the halacha, l'chachiliya through by Chatzos. So Rashi says, wait a second, I'm looking around, and I'm seeing that everyone seems to daven Maariv much earlier in the evening. People daven Maariv and say Kriya Shema, you know, when it's right after Mincha time, when, like, I don't know, the sun is in the sky, or just after sunset, way before Tzeis, and they're saying Kriya Shema, what's going on? So Rashi says, it becomes a tremendously contentious issue. He says that's true, but people are yotzei the mitzvah Kriya Shema at night when they go to bed, because on their beds they say Kriya Shema Lamita, and with the first parsha of the Shema is a Kriya Shema Lamita. That's their yotzei the mitzvah derives of Kriya Shema. Okay, this everyone's just jumping up and down. First and foremost is Tosfos, but Tosfos has his own really difficult cheetah, really mamash difficult cheetah, which I haven't really got my head around, really. Tosfos end up learning, bottom line, that the time for Kriya Shema is the same as for Maariv. And, for reasons we'll see later on in the Masechta, really from Maariv, you can say from what's called Plaga Mincha, an hour and a quarter halachti before Shkia, before the end of the day, I should say. Right? And therefore, when the sun's shining in the sky, you can daven Maariv, as we do, let's say, we bring Shabbos in early, and Tosfos learned you can be Yotzi Kriya Shema then. That's very difficult. So you got two extremes, and you have a sheet in the middle. Tosos brings a sheet called the Ri, one of the Bali Tosos, as opposed to Rebbeinu Tam, who holds that you have until an earlier time. It's like a little ambiguous. It's when people start to eat their Shabbos meal. We'll see tomorrow, Bez Hashem, when that is exactly. But it's whatever it is, it's earlier than Seis. It's a little gray area, but it's earlier than Seis. And that actually is the Ri and the Shitas HaRosh. So you have three opinions of exactly when you can start. The Rosh himself says, don't rely on this Shita except depending on your circumstances. And therefore the Lacha becomes, bottom line, like essentially all the poskim, Torah brings and so, you have to say Krishna by Tzeis Kachavim. After Tzeis Kachavim. Now, what about davening early, which people do? So this is a surprisingly contentious issue so far that the Mishabur himself gives you doesn't bottom line it. Mishnah Berurah gives three approaches. He says approach number one, which I think most people do, I suspect, I'm confident they do. Most people do this, is they say, they daven in a minyan, like they say the brachas of Kriya Shema with Shema, and then, after Tzeis, then they'll say Kriya Shema again. Okay? That's one option that the Mishnah Berurah brings. The question there is going to become, what's with the brachas? The rabbis put the brachas of Kriya Shema, and you're doing your mitzvah Kriya Shema, perhaps Kaseder, not in the right time. So what's going to be? So either that's not a big deal, or the Mishnah Berurah brings a second approach, which says, this is kind of wild now, he says, you should not say Birchas Kriya Shema and Shema when you say Maariv. You should just say Kriya Shema with everyone else, and have in mind, Dafka Natva Yotzi Kriya Shema, and then later on in the evening, you'll say Kriya Shema again with the brachas. And then you have the Gra, which the Bir Lachma. Shmona Esrei is not a din in Shchiva. It's a din in night. A night for sure we pass and you can go like Rabbi Huda even from Plag of Mincha onwards. So it's like a divide. So Tosos is learning their it's the same thing, but most everyone else learns. Kriya Shema is not an astronomical phenomenon at all, which is why you see they're tying it into Achilas Truma. And there's no mention of stars and night and dark. We want it's social. And you'll see, we're going to have tomorrow, you'll see many, many opinions of exactly when the kick in. And kickoff time is for Kriya Shema, and they're all just social times. People come in from work, when they make Kiddush on Friday night, when they start eating their meals, and so on and so forth. No one's tying it to astronomy because it's bedtime, right? And maybe the whole night time that you're in your bed. How about Paskin? So, the third opinion, which is the Gra, and the Bir Lacha brings this, the Gra says, no way. He says, absolutely not. You should not daven Maariv before Tzeis at all. And better, says the Gra, daven without a minyan after Tzeis, and daven with a minyan and say with that like that. Okay, so it becomes a contentious issue, and therefore it's a little problematic to daven Maariv early. My observation is, probably yours is true, certainly on Friday nights, the minhag is people daven early and repeat Shema afterwards. I think people rely on those opinions. But be aware that there are others who don't like it. Okay? Most notably the Gra, he's a heavyweight. Okay, that's at the beginning time. As far as the ending time goes, the halacha, it'll come out then that l'charchilu yishtei shema right at Tzeisuk l'chavim, because we have a principle of Zrizim Makdimin. People who are serious on mitzvahs, they're zariz, they're excited about it, they do it as soon as possible. But really you have until chatzos. Until chatzos. So right now chatzos is 11:24 p.m. tonight. It inches up. By December it's like, I think, 11:40 more or less. That's the time period now. So the clocks change, it's that kind of time frame. So really, l'charchil, you should do it, and if you don't, you're really you're over a durabanan of saying Shema after chatzos. But you'll have actually the whole night to say it until alos. And really, we'll see more about this machlokes later on, but just something about the halacha. Me'ikra din will come out actually. If you were an ones, meaning circumstances beyond your control, whatever it was, so then you actually could say Kriya Shema the night, even after alos until Netzachama. We'll explore that halacha more later on, but in normal circumstances, you can't say it past alos Hashachar. Okay, that's the halacha, the bottom line of this particularly difficult issue.